But when she saw me looking at her, they returned. In anger and disgust, her eyes became eyes once more, and I knew why they had affected me so. I saw the dreams in them then, the rightness, and, more importantly, the conviction, the willingness about the necessary risks, her life on the line. But I had already made all of those decisions, damn it. I wanted my ship. Gradually, I became aware of movement all around me. I turned my head to see that everyone was leaving. The leader had already gone. Soon there were only the two of us left there, staring at one another. And soon after that, only me. But not soon enough. For before she left, she said, in a way I refused to recall, "So you're Jack Crow." Then she spat. Then she left. I wanted to kill her. I just stood there. It took me half an hour to find out that the passage I had chosen to lead me out was a dead end. I kicked the web of Thermoflex blocking my path with a vengeance. I could have killed her then. I sighed, suddenly exhausted by my own anger, by the burdensome weight of it. "A perfect day," I muttered and turned back around. It took me another half an hour to reach the square once more. Only then could I think about finding Weiss's lair. His office had been straightened up somewhat, but he was the same old charmer.
"What did you tell them?"
he asked, without preamble, as I stepped through the door.
"Fuck off," I replied evenly.
"Is that a direct quote?"
asked an unmistakably powerful voice from behind me.
"Or simply more evidence of your sparkling personality?"
I spun on my heel and faced Borglin, momentarily stunned once more by the sheer enormity of him. A for-real giant. "Both," I snapped, gathering together quickly, as I always seemed to do in a pinch, my worst side. Borglin ignored my response, as he could well afford to. He motioned me to a chair and stood over me and talked strategy. And when the question came about the dome defense screens, I could have lied, said that it couldn't be done. I could have simply turned the question aside, as I had before with Weiss, but I didn't.
"It's done," I replied. "They're helpless."
Borglin didn't stay much longer after that, just long enough to thank me for what I had done so far, and to reiterate what Weiss had said before about the uncertain timetable. He thought a couple of more weeks, but he couldn't be any more definite than that. Then he left. And why not? There was no need to stick around. He had what he wanted. He had gotten my assurance about the screens, and I had gotten the point of his being there, which was the knowledge that he could be there, any time. On the way back to the project, I thought about what it had been like to have been hung in the air by those fat fingers of his, and I bristled, both at the remembered feeling of frustration and at the knowledge that it was just what Borglin would want me to think about.